Oh, hi, podcast listeners. There's many ways you can listen to the Real Nerds Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can also subscribe on Stitcher Radio. You want to send us a Twitter message? You can do that. It's so easy, at Real Nerds. Like us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. You can visit our website, realnerdspodcast.com, where there'll be a lot of articles for you to not only read, but to listen to our previous shows. Do you like your stories told through pictures? Then you can also follow us at Real Nerds on Instagram. You can also call us, 720-6NERDS5. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Camera, action!
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd
doesn't
can...
Doesn't talk film! I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd will give it all they got. Lights, camera, action!
Hey, everybody, you are listening to the greatest movie podcast of all time, Real Nerds Podcast. I am Ryan. I am joined by my buddy, Brad.
Hey, that's me.
I mean, no one can not verify that we're the greatest movie podcast of all time. I mean, how do you even quantify it? I don't know.
There is a scientific algorithm that only we know, and obviously we're not going to release that into the world. So,
yeah, why would we? Because it says how great we are.
Yeah, we don't
want everybody to know our secret.
Yeah, we don't want the competition taking it and then figuring out how to be equally as best. I mean, no matter what they do, they'll always be on our heels, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do. Just snip, snip, snip. Yeah. Speaking of people trying to be like us, we will be at Denver Fan Expo July 4th through the 7th in our one-of-a-kind Real Nerds 1990s Pizza Hut-style booth. And everyone will be in awe. And they'll want to be part of it. You know what I mean?
I can't wait to show people. I'm working on the Tiffany lamp right now.
Are you classic. Really?
Yeah. It's wow. It's not glass. So
yes. All right.
I'm making out of alternative methods. It's crazy.
And I did something too, and I'm hoping it's gonna be here. I ordered the pizza cologne. See.
Wait.
It smells good.
You did?
Yeah.
So did I.
Did you really?
Fuck. Is it
maybe mine's taking longer because there's only one left and you ordered it.
Where'd you get yours?
Amazon.
Oh, is it the Demeter company scent?
Let me look real quick. It's
because I found that one for $3 on this like other site. They're clearancing it out. It smells like a margarita pizza that has been out for a while.
Oh shit, so maybe I should just cancel mine then. Yeah,
maybe.
Mine's the Demeter one.
Yeah.
The essential oil, right?
Yep. Well, it's okay. Mine's a cologne. Is yours just like a spray?
Yeah, it's called Pizza Roll Perfume Oil.
It's probably the same thing. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll just cancel mine then.
Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah. I thought, I was like, oh man, I'll take care of this for us. All right.
Appreciate
it. Well, they also have tomato scented.
Gosh, you know, that might be better. Because, yeah, the pizza one smells like a margarita pizza that is just kind of, I don't know, like an after scent. It's not, it doesn't smell like a pizza, is what I'm saying.
Lame.
So, I don't know. I'll let you smell it and you can decide.
All right, cool. So, yeah, come see us. Shitty pizza smell or not, we'll be there. We'll be doing interviews. We also will have a panel. Oh, geez, dude, that looks fucking awesome.
You can't see all the like the shitty parts, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
A panel that's going to explore why physical media matters and why movie theaters matter. So,
yeah.
Hopefully, you'll come in and join us for that. It should be a fun discussion and bring your ideas. But what we do every week, Brad, is we see a new movie and we podcast our experience with the world. This week we saw Garfield, the movie, which is ironically the second Garfield, the movie. Stay tuned where we'll play the trailer I mean, recommend the film or not, play the trailer, and then spoil it, I guess. And we'll also talk about movie news and stuff we've watched throughout the week. So, yeah, Brad, I'm going to jump right into it. Do you recommend Garfield?
I don't know. It's definitely, I don't think I'm the target audience for it. So I don't want to, it's definitely targeted for kids. It's definitely the minionsification of Garfield. I did not enjoy it myself. I wouldn't say it's like horrible, but it's just, there's just nothing there for me.
Gotcha. Yeah, me either. I thought it was horrible. In fact, it's one of my least favorite movies of the year. Just because it doesn't feel like Garfield to me. You put the minionsification of it, and that's a perfect way to describe it. Here's the trailer for Garfield.
Wait here, Junior. I'll be right back.
You hungry, little guy?
One familia style lasagna to go.
I'm gonna name you Garfield.
Let's get it.
Good morning.
You deserve to be seen with somebody as fly as me. Somebody.
We're gonna need the big scale.
Does she need to announce it to the whole office?
Say when.
Never, John. Bury me in cheese.
Mm-hmm. Life here is pretty near perfect.
Little did I know, it was all about to collapse.
Odie, I'm dreaming again. Slap me across the face.
I think this is a case of mistaken identity.
You must be looking for another gorgeous, lovable kitty cat.
Big bag hunter with the bow. She got a big band, drop it.
Come on, Junior.
You. Huh? This is Vic, my father.
Welcome back, Victor.
Liz, I need your help.
Get them!
I haven't seen you for years, and when I do, you're on the run from a deranged cat.
We need to toughen you up.
Hey, I know tough, Vic.
You've obviously never been in an Olive Garden that's run out of breadsticks.
Follow my lead.
Junior!
Oh, cheddar. Probably one of my top 26 favorite cheeses.
My orange tabby and my dog are both missing.
Your call is very important. There are
1,046
people ahead of you.
Drop them now!
We have to go save my dad.
Oh, that cat's a goner.
You think you can battle these villains on your own?
If I don't make it back,
tell my story.
Hey, little mama, yeah, you heard about me.
Part of me wants to help him.
No, this is how he learns.
No, please, no. Ow, it's so hot. Ow, it's really hurting. Ow.
You saw nothing.
Hey, Brad, have you ever wanted Garfield to be in a heist movie? Well, you're in luck, because not only is he in a heist movie, but he's in an app drone ordering pizza food movie. And he's not really a lazy cat in it.
That's my first thing, is like, this Garfield is quite active and not lazy.
And it's, you know, so yeah, really the story is he's abandoned by his father. He sees John at a pizza place in town. He's adopted by John because he fed him pizza, and now he just eats all the time.
Fed him pizza, not lasagna.
But yeah. I mean, lasagna makes some appearances in it, but it's not like his go-to. You know what I mean?
The thing we've grown knowing is his absolute favorite is not the thing that is a catalyst for him being a glutton.
I don't know. It's just, I don't understand. So this lactose dairy is now some sort of Disneyland of a dairy farm. I don't know what's going on.
It's a manufacturing facility / amusement park or something.
Yeah.
And this other cat, Jinx, I guess, went to town to get like an American Idol and failed. And then I'm not quite sure what Vic did to piss her off.
Yeah.
Vic is Garfield's dad.
I really liked actually his dad's story about him not being able to provide for Garfield and seeing that he had a better chance at a great home with John, but he still cared enough to see him every day. I thought that was kind of a cute little side story, you know?
Yeah, that's the one reason why I didn't score it as low as you did. Is like, well, that's a good thing for kids to watch right there. You know, that's the only part that's like not so nonsense-y.
Yeah, but you know what, Brad? I don't think we're the right audience for this, so I enlisted some help.
I was going to say, I think there's someone out there that can really dig deep into what the, you know, how, get into the nuance of what we're missing in this incredibly intelligent movie.
Yes. So here's my interview with my son, and he's going to tell us all about why Garfield is a great movie.
Hello, everybody. I'm cheating because Brad and I do not know how to talk about the Garfield movie. So I brought a really special person to talk about it. My buddy, my son, Kellen. Kellen, say hi.
Hi.
So Kellen, Daddy didn't really like the Garfield movie. Tell me why you like the Garfield movie.
I mean, I watched the show. It's on Netflix, and it has, like, his dad abandons him in an alleyway as he's trying to get food from a garbage can, and the chef keeps, like, trying to get him away. And then he finds John and Odie, and he always orders, like, a million pizzas and lasagna. He loves lasagna. There's even a scene where he says, oh, and if you have young children in the room, now would be a good time for them to leave. As before, he says, The eating you are about to see is not going to be pretty. It's an awesome movie.
Why is it awesome?
There's good animations, and there's just a lot of story to get out of the movie. There's Vic, isn't a character, Garfield's dad, and there is this, I forgot the name, but there's this white cat that's like pretty much wants him dead, trying to make him steal 4 quarts of milk for five years.
What's the most awesome part of the Garfield movie?
I think it's the part where he says, oh, if you have young, the eating you're about to see is not going to be pretty. And if you have young children in the room, now would be a good time for them to leave.
So why do you think you like it and your dad doesn't?
Well, I think the animations are good, and it's done by an actor from Jurassic Park.
Who's the actor?
Christopher. And in Jurassic Park, he does Owen.
And you like it because you like Chris Pratt and you like Jurassic World?
Yes.
What is... So, why do you like Garfield so much?
And he's just like a fat, lazy cat, loves lasagna, doesn't catch mice. John says, Garfield, get that mouse. Runs right by him. He doesn't care because it's his friend. Garfield has friends with mice.
So now I want to say one last thing. Brad, you're stupid because you don't like Garfield.
Oh, I want to say one last thing. Dad and Brad, you're stupid because you don't like Garfield.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. My own son called me stupid. I can't believe it. Well, Kellen, thanks for being on my show. Is there only any last thing you want to say?
Garfield hates Mondays.
All right. Now back to the regular show.
Oh, son, you are just one silly kid.
I never saw it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, he turned around.
He hopefully changed it around.
Yeah. I just missed all that subtext and he caught it. That's impressive.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive, you know, when you think of someone who's only 9 years old and he sees not just the orange in Garfield, but the orange in society. I don't even know what the fuck that means. Hey, here's the big news story of the week.
It's real news.
Brad, you had a screening of your masterpiece, Jean-Claude Van Damme's Damn Van, at the Esquire, along with a bunch of other films from friends. How did that go?
It was fun. The mistake I made was filming a short film before and after it. So the runtime was like an hour and 50. So with my intro, I was like, okay, and when the movie's done, y'all need to get out of here. So
get the fuck out.
Yeah. No mingling in the lobby, even though that's exactly what we should have been like enjoying. But yeah. And it was like a mad dash to shoot the stuff. We did. It was crazy. Like, yeah, it's been a crazy week.
But you had fun, right?
Yeah. I mean, the screening was fun. Filming was stressful. On top of the fact that I haven't had my car this week. So it's just
getting fixed?
It did, yeah. It was overheating. And apparently it was just missing coolant, but it took two places to figure that out. So.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And that, yeah, so I had to rent a large car, which is really hard to do. Because they don't have enough of those, and then I had to fit all the gear in for Wednesday. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Anyway, it was fun.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
Good.
People seem to enjoy it, and hopefully that their dreams were realized.
Nice. And I, you know, I missed this news story, but I guess you have one for me.
Yeah, I read today that Sony Pictures has acquired Alamo Drafthouse. Since apparently the Paramount decrees were ended in 2020, so I guess the studios are just going to own the theaters they exhibit at now, and I think that's a bad thing.
Yep.
What do you think?
Well, as long as they still allow Drafthouse to be who they are, I think it'll be okay. I mean, I guess the only thing you have is you have the financial support of a huge movie studio to, you know, backing you.
Yeah, I was trying to think, has there ever been, like, in our modern history, at the time where a big company has bought out a cool little thing and it's stayed cool? I can't think
of
anything.
Not when you say it like that, Brad. No.
Yeah, like I mostly think it's bad because, like, okay, so now, like, something like Warner Brothers, they're gonna be like, oh well, we gotta buy a chain, so they'll buy out Regal, or Disney will get AMC, and then suddenly they're screening their movies and getting 100% of the tickets and ticket revenue, and then the indie films have to go where and pay like huge fees to screen at their theaters, and maybe they go to Landmark instead, but like Landmark can't stay afloat without paying for Sony's and Warner Brothers' movies. So yeah. It just seems like the beginning of the end exhibition, I think.
That's, well, I mean, they only have themselves to blame because they poured all their money into streaming, so...
Yeah, but it's sad that, like, to fix it, they're going to, like, ruin something else.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess we'll just hope that it doesn't go that way.
Yeah, I mean, when they announced it, they said, like, oh, the guy who's, like, running it now, he's still in charge, and he's going to have a little more power up at the studio level. But, yeah, that's just PR, I think. You know, 6 months from now, they'll be like, he's out. Shareholder meeting. This cool stuff isn't making us millions.
Now you can see all your favorite Columbia Picture films at Alamo Drafthouse.
Yeah. We've six of the 10 theaters have Bad Boys Ride or Die taking up
so
all the screen
theater
time.
Theater 1 is Ghostbusters. Theater 2 is Spider-Man.
Yep.
And Theater 3 is all the Bad Boys 24 hours a day.
Garfield.
Oh, that's right. That's a Sony one too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, it's bound to happen. So, but, you know, like I said, maybe Sony is like, you know what? Because Sony also is distributing Disney films on physical media starting soon. So maybe they're just trying a new way to generate revenue because they don't release movies like the other studios do.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. But yeah, it's an interesting development that it's like the first domino. We'll see how it goes.
We watch movies throughout the week in a segment I call What We've Been Watching.
So, yeah, this is the stuff we've been watching.
Brad, what'd you watch this week?
A lot of things. I'll just burn through them really fast. I watched the Care Bears movie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's an 80s relic. It was charming to sit there and just, like, the animation style and the... I guess performances, like, it just took me back to a time where, like, you know, being nice to people was, like, encouraged. It wasn't like a zero-sum game for everything. Yeah, so that was cute. And then Shout Factory put out some like new Blu-ray pre-orders, and one of them was Last Unicorn. So I was like, is this the other one I want to get so I can get the free shipping when I buy Death of Smoochie? And so, yeah, I watched that, and I was like, man, this is not the movie I remember.
Yeah, wasn't it on one of Corinne's film explosions, I think?
Yeah. It's just like kind of like a vignette-y, like they kind of go from place to – it's the Rankin and Bass animation.
Yeah.
It's just, this unicorn who I forget what her motivation is, but she turns into a human at one point and yeah, just kind of doesn't want to be a human and then has to find her way back. Yeah. Anyway. I watched the South Park, the end of Obesity. It's fine. Not it just didn't have like really, I didn't think it had really sharp jokes. Like the best part is the finale when there's like this huge action, like Mad Max Road Warrior style chase, when they're running the obesity drug across state lines or something. That was cool because it's like the animation is really top notch, but everything else is just like, okay, yeah, it's kind of tired humor.
Yeah, the last few, because they just do those specials now. I wonder if they've gotten out of a groove of, you know, having to do it weekly and keeping their minds fresh.
Yeah, because these are like movie versions, so they're extra long, and then they're probably making these while they're making the weekly show. It's just like, I don't know, like the satire just wasn't that interesting to me. You know, a lot of their jokes are just like Carmen just walk through the halls thin, and then pointing at like everyone else and just calling them names because they can't make fun of them for being fat anymore. I watched Repo Man.
Is that the Emilio Estevez one?
Yeah, that's a super weird movie.
Yeah, really weird.
Yeah, I didn't know where to begin with that one. I was like, what is even the point of this? It's just everything just seems so random. I watched Matinee because that Shout Factory thing came in, and that is not a movie I thought it was going to be.
No, I actually think that movie is really good.
Think so?
Yeah, it's definitely not what you expect it to be at all.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like most of it's about like the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah.
And these kids like dealing with their dad being potentially in the fight of it. But I wanted to watch the movie where like the guy trying to sell Mant was just fucking with people. Like that was the fun movie for me. So.
Yeah, the poster doesn't really sell it well either. Like it doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah, like the theater owner builds a fallout shelter in the bottom of the theater. Okay. Like, he had that like ready to go. Like, when did he find time to install that? I don't know. I also got to see, I guess, Run Lola Run has been doing a like 25th anniversary screening or thing. I've never seen it before. And that's interesting. Feels like an experiment movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, the parts where like she dies and it like rolls back and they try it again. It's like, okay, this is sort of supernatural and whatever. But yeah, I think it's just like an experiment in filmmaking. I thought it was kind of cool. Yeah. And I guess, the last thing I watched in theaters was The Watchers, which we almost saw for this week.
Yeah.
I was kind of just bored.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess it's this fable, modernized fable about, these things in Scotland in the forest that, you know, trap people and make them watch stuff, I guess.
Hence the name, The Watchers.
I lost track of it. Like at one point they escape their little like prison and they go back to the city and then I fell asleep. And then there was some twist that I missed. And I was like, oh, I'm not interested.
That's always a good sign for a movie when you fall asleep while you watch it.
Yeah. I mean, I was really busy last week, so it could just be my fault for being tired. But, yeah, I just was not interested in finding out what I missed. So, yeah, that's what I watched.
Well, you watched more than me. I didn't watch a single movie this week. I've been really focusing on playing my video games for some reason, just because I have them and I've been wanting to beat them. And to me, you know, the new Paper Mario for the Switch came out, which is a remake of The Thousand Year Door, which is on GameCube. And it's so great. redid the graphics and it's like little subtle things that you might take for granted, but even the word balloons that when they're talking, they have this three-dimensional kind of paper look to them now. That's really cool. And just having the extra horsepower with the Switch gives the world more, I don't know what the right word is, but more of a paper feel to it without it being so, you know, jaggy. Because, you know, 20 years is a long time in video game world. And the story's still so funny. And I'd find myself getting caught up playing it for hours. And I go, oh, man, I got home at 9 from work and it's now midnight. I should probably stop. Because, you know, I have to take care of my kid and shit. So,
yeah. It's cool that Nintendo doesn't just port their games. They actually take the time to, like, add stuff and modernize them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's still the same game, but it looks great. And they did the same thing with Mario versus Donkey Kong, which was a 3DS game. And then they just modernized it. And, I mean, it looks incredible. And it's really fun. And the levels are still the same. But they, you know, now it's behind the Switch's power. So it's more colorful. And it just looks phenomenal. But they don't lose the gameplay, which is always a big sell for any Nintendo game. So, yeah, that's all I've been really doing is I've been playing that. I've been still playing Mortal Kombat. And then I realized I do a movie podcast. I haven't watched any movies this week. But I've been having fun. And I'll say Paper Mario is like a 30-hour long movie, right? So.
Oh, totally.
And it's one of my most favorite secondary series of any video game ever. Because the Paper Marios are so funny and just really clever. And so it's just been really fun re-exploring that world.
Yeah, when I have some free time, maybe in August, I want to dive back into, because I still haven't like beat Tears of the Kingdom. And yeah, I've got like that new Turtles game and
Yeah. But, so I haven't played Tears of the Kingdom in a while because I've been having to work so much that you know, you really have to think in that game. And Paper Mario, I mean, there's puzzles, but I mean, what do I really have to do? Jump on Goombas and figure out which ones I have to use a hammer on, you know?
It's not that hard. It's turn based, right? So yeah, it's just like kind of it strings you along. Yeah. Tears of the Kingdom worries me when like I don't play it for long, like I lose the coordination of my hands.
Oh, and yeah.
So I'm like, do I have to start over to like relearn all the moves? Yeah.
Yep. The struggle is real. Next week we are seeing Inside Out 2. So back to back cartoons. That's cool. This one looks great. And don't forget, you can see us at Denver Fan Expo in 2 weeks, July 4th through the 7th. And yeah, we'll see you at the movies, unless you have anything else to add, Brad.
No, I'm good. Let's see you next week.
Yeah, bye. A real nerd knows who shot him. A real nerd can follow the plot. And a real nerd will give it all they got. Lights, camera, action.
Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bolognium for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it!